So you want to hear a free glitch in the Matrix? I'm going to hook you up. Just give me a minute to say a brief word about glitches. Or hit the link in our show notes and go right to it. At the end of this, I'm going to play a, I don't know, 2-minute excerpt of Glitch 17 Aftermath. If you want to hear the whole thing, just follow the steps in here. Yeah, so that's going to be at the end. Just tacking that on for all my lazy lounge cats listening. What's a glitch exactly? They typically take the form of standalone flash fiction or parts of an ongoing tale, never less than 100 words, usually more. If you're in the Inner Legion, you can skip this. Everyone else, slip into your biometric haptic feedback VR jumpsuit. Don't worry, I'm right here with you. I'm gonna pop into mine as well. Almost there. Just this thing's got a lot of zippers. This is crazy. This is way too many zippers. I promise this is the last one. Okay. And last thing about our glitch bonus tales. Glitches let patrons microdose fun. Once subscribed, you will peer into the glow of our veritable briefcase of glitches. Its glimmering contents will reveal secret facets of characters, relationships, scenes, and other relevant paraphernalia. But, alas, like the second silent R in the word paraphernalia, glitches will never be heard by listeners outside our Patreon. In consolation, I dare you to say the second R in paraphernalia out loud. Okay, I'll go first, then you. Paraphernalia. Your turn. Not bad, eh? Feel free to use that trick anytime you feel FOMO. And since I promised you a full, complimentary Glitch in the Matrix bonus tale, here's how to listen to Aftermath, Glitch 17, for free. Option 1. Click the link in the show notes and follow the instructions to join our Discord. Currently free. It's just a group chat platform where other listeners and fans of the show hang out and shoot the breeze. It's kind of like WhatsApp. If you're old, you might know what that is. Anyway, option 2, click the link in the show notes and join as a free member of our Patreon community. Just make sure you have an email connected to your profile so I can send the link to you that way. As long as you join this week, I'll email you the link. If you don't see it from me, DM me or email me these three magic words: hook me up. You can use hellgatecity@proton.me as an email address if direct messaging doesn't work. Also, I've added a preview to every bonus story posted on Patreon. So check those out too at the link in exactly the episode notes. There's literally just a link in the episode notes. It's the only thing that's there. That's all I'm referring to. There's just one big, fat, pulsating link. Tap the cover art on your phone right now to open the show notes and hit it. Catch you on the next one. Oh, and here's that excerpt of the beginning of Aftermath. But again, you can hear the whole thing if you just, you got it.
Glitch 17, Aftermath. In the aftermath of a job interview gone horrifically wrong, North Corps environmental scientist Hansel Kim has a run-in with a stranger on the streets of Neo Amsterdam. You see, coming to Hellgate City to begin with was a giant risk for Hansel. Escaping his post in North Corps took a level of ingenuity that, in and of itself, should have warranted fanfare and a parade, if Neo Amsterdam was truly the place he imagined. It was not. You see, he was an environmental scientist who had come to help improve the living conditions and safety of the city's living quarters and public spaces. Instead, he encountered many bitter, distrusting faces that judged him to be part of an infestation, a warning sign of an invasion, and probably a sellout to the mega corporations, based on his suit and tie. He had heard the children's song secondhand. He had even walked by some children singing the song.
North or south or throw them in the digi dungeon, lock the door, chuck the key, then delete the memories.
Anyway, he overheard a shopkeeper say you can tell an enemy. They look different than your frenemies. Pale, wide-cheeked, an eyebrow that is decidedly not on fleek. As Mr. Kim marched, then trudged, between the throngs of level one, seeking clarity and oxygen, and climbed up the hustle of level two, his body felt vacant. What had they asked him exactly? What was the interview question that precipitated his tumble from grace down to utter devastation and damnable disgrace? His mind reeled going over the failed job interview. Was it, "What's your greatest weakness?" That's always a bad one. What had he said?
Okay, that's it. You know what to do. Hit the link in the show notes. Peace in the Middle East.